Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
KeithandtheGirl.com/coupons. You hear these great deals we give out day after day, but where do I see them all in one place? Christmas is coming. KeithandtheGirl.com/coupons. Also there, an Amazon link. Let's say you're one of these wackos that already started shopping for Christmas so you're not stressed out on day three at a gas station finding a little plush doll for your love. Well, go through our link. And whatever you order, you don't get charged more, of course, but we get a cut somehow just the same. All right? So thanks for taking a look. Also at the coupons page, there'll be Keith and the Girl VIP discounts. Today's guest, co-host of the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, co-host of the 10-Minute Mess on the Keith and the Girl Network, Emily Lubin.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, Emily?
I'm pretty good. And you?
You work, I'm well, thank you. You work, of course, on your show with our own Andrea Allen. If you had to say the five most annoying things about her, what would be on top?
Okay, let's start light.
Okay. We're starting light. Okay. Well, the punctuality thing.
Okay.
Is she never punctual?
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not perfect and nobody is on this planet. So I can forgive that one. So that's light.
Okay.
Did you say five things or three?
I'll go with the top three.
Okay. Top three. So the next one would be when she finds a button to push. She won't stop pushing
she
it.
She is like that.
Until everyone around her hates her.
Oh.
It's not an anger. It's not a crying thing. It's an anger thing. Like,
what does she pick on you for?
It's not a picking on thing. It's like, let's say she'll make a joke and it doesn't land.
Right.
She needs to then come full circle with the joke by making the joke over and over and over and over again until the hope is she will win over an audience, but it never happens.
Like Cod Facts, like that whole thing.
What is this?
Well, I'm on board with Cod Facts.
Oh, God. Okay, so on their Instagram, she just writes Cod Facts, and it's hilarious.
That's not accurate, Hemda. So Cod Facts was a bit, the best bit.
I thought she just wrote the word cod facts.
No.
Yeah, like with no context. No, basically.
You know what? You know what? I'm over it.
Okay.
I appreciate it just the same.
And but, then the third most annoying thing is she's a narcissist.
Okay.
That works to the hot mess benefit, though.
Sure.
To the show's benefit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you see... And here in New York on the subway, a man was very, very racist and yelling things. He happened to have a Budweiser Limerita on him. So he was drinking, but he went crazy. And the entire subway car kicked him off the subway.
Literally kicked him.
A woman threw soup at him. I loved it because nowadays you have, oh, you can't act like an animal. Somebody else is being an animal, or you go down to their level. I don't think so. I think things like this need done. And I, for one, love it. I love it.
Who was he being racist towards?
A woman or the whole, he's yelling the N-word, a woman or the whole, whole subway car.
Yeah, if you yell the N-word, then we can kick you. I think that's like the physical equivalent.
That's the exchange.
To the harshness of the word.
Yeah, it's like you're buying something, that's how much you're going to pay for it.
This is the subway in New York City.
I talk shit because I know I can, because I'm a lawyer.
There's no place for
I went to NYU Law! Fuck you! I didn't do anything to you! What are you doing?
You're doing something to everybody on the screen.
Okay!
They're threatening him, and he's as an NYU college graduate and lawyer.
Which, by the way, par for the course for NYU graduates, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if that isn't an ad for NYU law, I don't know what is.
He knows that you can't hit him back. He knows that's assault, and he's letting you know.
Oh, that's why he's a lawyer. That's why he was saying he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, and he knows assault. He knows free speech, and he knows assault.
That's a good school, NYU.
Mm-hmm.
No, say it.
On the L train.
Brooklyn bound.
All right, maybe it's more visual.
Yeah, you cannot be racist on the L train. That's full of millennials. They get offended, like, no matter what you say.
Even the N-word nowadays.
Yeah, even.
Yeah, yeah. So they kick him out. He's trying to get his bag. They won't let him get his bag. I enjoy that.
Now, is this a bag like his purse or a bag of like something that he just bought? You know what I mean?
You couldn't see the bag. You just see him trying to get it.
Yeah, somebody took it and he's like, that's my property. That's my property.
They didn't really take it. They're just not letting him get to it. And so eventually they kick him out. He tries to get the bag again. A woman throws soup at him. The good Aubon Pan, by the way. So you know she was upset. She's like, God damn, that was $8.
Oh, yeah, you don't waste ABP on anybody.
Right. She says in the newspaper, yes, I threw hot soup at this man's face. She's 25 years old. Any other racist want to try us again? Because she'll be ready with her soup. She's like, I need a large today.
Yeah, like she's on the subway with a tureen.
Right. And a ladle.
Try me, bitch.
She just goes up to people now. She's like, do you have something to say? And the ladle's ready.
Mm-hmm. I kind of love her. Like, of course, I'm always like, well, let's not stoop to their level, like Keith said. But I'm like, you know, maybe you should be a little scared to do some of the stuff that you do. Maybe you should know that soup is coming at your face if you're going to be rowdy. And to me, it's like, why engage with this person? He's drunk. He's like, you know, chatting up. Well, get to know yourself. I hope that's your bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pro shame in some cases. In some cases, shame is appropriate. In most, I would say most people are assholes in public, especially in New York City, and you can't change the way that they behave. But if there's a racist, yeah, throw soup in his face. Like if he's being loud and annoying everybody and interrupting everyone's day and ruining their commute, then by all means.
I also like a little bit the group mentality on the train where people are stepping up, because a lot of times, you know, it's like this person who's being loud, who's harassing one person, and everyone's just sitting there waiting for someone else to start going like, can you stop doing that? You know, and I don't know if you've seen, but like you've heard of women, they're just kind of like recoiling at some guy, like just, he's obviously just making them feel uncomfortable, but he's not crossing a line technically because he's not touching them. And so I like that you're going to know now. If you harass one person, that we're going to be on that person's side.
Totally. Yeah, I was getting on the train the other day and this girl was getting off the train and there was one empty seat. And as she was getting off, she whispered in my ear, do not sit next to that guy. He has his penis out. So I didn't sit next to that guy, but I was thinking like, I can't really shame him because he's clearly crazy and I don't know what he's going to do.
Right.
But somebody else should, like probably a guy because they're perceived as more threatening.
Yeah, that would be nice. But it would also be nice if you could start it, if you can go, he had his penis out, knowing that people would be like, put your penis away.
Right.
And not be like, I guess you got this.
I know. I guess it's on me, but I just don't want to be the girl in the middle of the day being like, he has his penis out. Everybody.
I don't want to be that girl either, because I always think that is the thing that's going to make them come. And I'm like, no.
Probably.
You know, and then it's like on my face.
Oh, yeah. They're dying. I mean, they want you to notice. They're dying for the attention. Yeah. You don't want to give it to them. That's another thing.
If I saw somebody putting soup on a racist or a person masturbating, I'd quickly look up, see if I had food to join in. I'd be
That's taking, the spirit.
I'd be taking a spoon in my yogurt, like, hold on. And then one clump at a time, kind of, hold on, I got more. They're like, sir, don't. I'm like, it's okay. I'm not their level. This is different. This is justice.
I just like, I wouldn't want to waste the food.
I'd throw one piece at a time, chew it up, spit it at them. No, I'd join in, absolutely. I'm like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have like money to burn. I can't waste a banana that way.
He's got banana money for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I would cut an orange in half and squeeze it on him.
You know, produce is expensive. I don't know if you've been to Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's bananas are 19 cents.
I would grate cheese over this gentleman as he lays in the subway after being
Parmesan,
Gruyere.
Pecorino Romano?
I'm not using good stuff, you know, some generic.
American.
Some generic.
Oh, just the tub. Yeah. The grated cheese not specified.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some maybe mixed cubes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the end cubes where it's like, hey, do you want the leftovers? Yeah, I do.
Kraft American cheese.
Just open the styrofoam and then just rip it on him.
I'd put cereal on him. That'll mix with the soup.
Cornflakes.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, guys. Hold the door open. And I'm undoing a brand new box I just bought. 1 second. Oh, they're so hard to get out sometimes.
Childproof, am I right?
Yeah. And then I just pour a little bit of toasted oats.
Keith is going everywhere with groceries.
Well, you got to shop. Crazy. Well, people shop. I mean, you hope it lands on grocery day.
Yeah, true.
Right? But buy some. Listen, if you have the money to do it, and I know times are tough for everybody, you go to the store, you get what you need, and buy a little bonus for Subway creeps.
Creep flakes.
Yes. You know? And then you're like, oh, shit, I'm prepared.
Well, it's kind of like some people buy extra food to give to homeless people.
I give it to crazies.
Right.
And assholes. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. This seems worthwhile.
It'd be fun. You know,
you guys would be the best superhero duo.
Superhero. Get it?
I see somebody with food on their shirt and I judge them. I'm like, yeah, where'd you come from? Pervert. Huh? Racist piece of shit. Change your shirt.
This is the best new animation.
Mm-hmm. Well, please. If I had, steak sauce. Just a little bit.
The thing,
a little Keith, A1. The things Keith dreams of, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank's Red Hot, you put that shit on everything. Everything, including
pervert
racists.
Scott from New Jersey is writing, and speaking of food, cod facts are amazing. So whatever this is, congrats.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Find it online somehow.
Go to my Twitter. I don't do them anymore, but maybe I will one day.
Destiny Frasquieri is the woman's name that threw the soup at this guy. And he did pretty well. Then there was this...
And it was her destiny.
There was another strap hanger there that looked... He got a little soup on him and he looks at his arm like acid got on him. You know what had happened? And what happened was glorious and you got to be part of it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you've never gotten a little soup on your arm?
Right.
Chill the fuck out.
You know what though? Keith is right too, because he looked at his arm like... You would look at your arm like, did I get any on me? But then he extra looked at it like, by the way, you got on me, but I'm going to take one for the team. But just so you know, it's on here and we're good because I'm a superhero too, like you.
Yeah. It's like when you're talking and you spit accidentally, it gets on somebody and they make it clear that it happened. That's what this person's doing with soup. Like, well, I've never. It's like, fuck off. Yeah. It gets dangerous.
Just lick it off.
Right. I take
you
it off.
You got up on pan today.
Yeah.
I take it off with my finger and then throw it at the crazy guy. See? It all worked out.
That broccoli cheddar soup is good.
Yeah. Oh, she was hungry the whole day, that poor lady. Mm. Yeah.
Up on pan is now sponsoring her days.
They should give her free soup.
Yeah.
Paul Law is the person's name.
He was, is his last name Law?
Yeah. Lawson.
Oh, okay.
But close enough. He thinks, I'm the son of Law. All right.
It's even worse.
And of all beverages, Limerita. When I stopped.
That's what we're judging.
That's it's true. Yeah.
It's classless.
That's what he's most embarrassed about. His guy friend saw him drinking Limerita.
God damn it. Why was I drinking a Limerita that day?
Why couldn't I have been drinking my usual Zima?
I only drink
Zima. Right. What a 80s ass reference.
90s. Okay. Thank you.
When I slapped him, he called me the N-word. And when I did it, all my brothers. And when he did. Oh, when I slapped him, all my brothers on the train came to my side and held my hand and comforted me. The phone footage. By the way, thank you for taking this phone footage. But if I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. Portrait people. Sideways, you hold your phone. What are you catching these masturbators for nothing? These little narrow screens I got to look at. And then what? You go on websites and they put flowers on the side to take up space. Sideways. Or it's like you did nothing. All that soup. There would have been more soup to see.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Thank you.
For sure. I mean, I think in the moment, it's probably hard to think of it. You just want to capture what you can capture. But
there's filters. They know what they're doing nowadays.
You have quick thumbs.
Just turn it sideways. Not like, it was all fast and furious. God, sideways. You see what you're filming. So after minute three, it goes, sideways is bigger. Yes, sideways is bigger. So do that. You know? I mean, good for you. You did it. But, you know, go the extra mile. You know? Like Superman doesn't catch you falling from a plane and then drop you 3 feet to the ground. He takes you the whole way. It's like, there you go. Now you're landed on your feet. He doesn't go out close enough. I'll leave you on this awning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do know what you mean. I think it's just a high pressure, high stakes situation.
The video's 3 minutes long. Mm. You know what I mean? Wake up.
Was the person throwing the soup the same person filming, or were they two separate people?
Two separate people. Right. If it was the same person.
Yeah, because I was thinking if you're holding your phone in one hand and holding a soup cup in the other.
I'd be lucky to get what I get.
Right.
Absolutely.
You are very forgiving.
But this.
But you're not even doing anything else.
No. You ask around if there's a tripod.
You should try to do a panorama.
Try to get further than the local news.
You should get different angles. You should be crouching down.
If this would have gone further than New York City had you went portrait. And she's a rapper. This would have took her to the stratosphere.
She's a rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, so she knows angles.
She knows angles, but she's not the video taker, but this guy could have helped. You could have helped a fellow New Yorker find fame.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's shitty.
This is street cred with this soup. You know?
Yeah. Get yourself a selfie stick. Get it together.
Mm. I mean, this guy, you're doing this guy a favor. He's like, oh, good. It was in Nero. A lot of people don't even watch Nero nowadays.
What's on your arm? What's on your hand? What'd you burn?
I burned myself. That did not happen because I was jacking off on the subway and somebody put their cigarette on me. Accidents happen.
That looks almost purposeful. It looks like a design of sorts.
Mm-hmm. It's a hip scar that kids are doing nowadays. I was cooking something in the oven and my hand hit the top of the oven.
It always seems like it's not going to be a big deal. And then the next day it's that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You weren't burning yourself with cigarettes because you're sober now?
No, I actually was not. By the way, what's going on with the drinks nowadays? Is there anything new and delicious that I'm missing out on? What's happening out there?
Yeah, I mean, there's always the trendy, people are really into spicy margaritas now. No. That's a thing. People are into mules, but they like to, you know, the Moscow mule with vodka and ginger beer and lime. But what they'll do is they'll replace the vodka with tequila because tequila is an upper. And they call it a Mexican mule. Quite delicious.
Okay. I hear, but they give it in that copper and that kills you, I hear. So I'm fine with that.
Does it? If they give it to me.
We asked a scientist and they said, no, it's not likely. And if it is, it's so small that it could never affect you. Yes, everyone's fine.
Right. What scientist?
The one that says we landed on the moon and he enjoys cod facts. Okay. So
he's smart.
Right.
If they give me a mule in not a copper mug, I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Right.
But that's not a mule.
You look at the bottom of these copper mugs and after one wash, you're seeing green. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I think that's just a natural process that happens. That's why the Statue of Liberty is green.
Right. I'll take a natural process where my glasses aren't rusting.
Okay, and I am down to party. So that's the difference between us, and now you're sober.
Right.
So
you're young and spirited.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I have time.
You're like, oh, the new margarita comes in a shoe. And you're like, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a fun shoe.
Now, with all these people going sober around you, you're surrounded now.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it make you think about anything?
Like at the start of the show, when you were picking on Andrea, do you think you were projecting?
Well, you asked me, to be fair.
I don't remember that.
Okay. No, generally, I love her and I support her sobriety. But if she were to relapse, I wouldn't.
It'd be nice to have a partner.
I would want to be there.
Wait, you do encourage her to relapse.
I think, you know, it never hurts to take a dive into like what you're missing out on.
It does hurt though. She's telling you it hurts.
Andrea's fine, guys. She's like, she's not bothered by like me trying to get her to whatever. But no, it doesn't make me think about anything. It does make me drink less, which is a good thing. It's not, you know, super healthy for you. So, and I'm fine with that.
You're rolling your eyes this whole time. I'm fine.
Yeah,
with
like
that.
It's fucking whatever. It's like boring.
I drink less.
I have a group of friends that are drinkers, and I really only drink on special occasions or like when I'm with that group. And then the next day I'm always like, yeah, that's good that I only do that like once a week.
Are they your bad influence?
Yeah, they're just these girls that I've known since high school and we just like to get fucking wild. They're in New York, you know? We just like to like drink and have a good time. And yeah, it's fun.
Do you tell Andrea like, look, you're smoking weed. Who's kidding who? Just have a drink with me.
I don't think it's the same. But yeah, Andrew, if you want to drink with me, it's I always try to get her to like go on vacations with me. I'm like, will you drink if we go to New Orleans?
It doesn't count if you're outside of New York City.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the experience.
Very encouraging. I don't know about for what, but it's encouraging.
Lawson on the subway, he started writing on Facebook that he does not apologize for his actions. He took all those statements down and said he is seeking help after the unfortunate video. Who hosts these sessions where you get everybody's getting help? Like, can you imagine running a class where Harvey Weinstein's getting help or this guy's getting help and you got to sit him down and be like, all right, now let's look at the root of the problem. Why did you think it's okay to yell you're a lawyer and the N-word?
I did. This is, can I be him? This isn't past tense. I think it's okay. And the reason why I know it's okay, it's because I did it and here I am.
So do you have problems?
My problem is that people take my words wrong when I say words.
What were you trying to say?
I was trying to say words, and I think I should say words because I graduated NYU with a lot of words.
Okay, dismissed. Thanks for coming.
I knew it. I'm the best.
You really got to the root of it right there. It'd be funny if they put him and Harvey Weinstein in the same
right.
rehabilitation class.
And they both say what an animal the other one is. I mean, here's a guy they have his face. They're looking for him. Robert Manis. He was caught jerking off on the subway. And he's been
What's the appeal, right, Keith? As the penis-toting man in the room, is there an appeal? Like, if you had to be a pervert and a disgusting... If you had to do it, what would be the appeal?
Well, if I had to do it. I can't imagine the appeal. I can't imagine being able to stay hard, A. B, I can't imagine... There's nothing about it I understand. Jerking off in front of an unwilling person. I don't get it.
That was the right answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm trying. I'm like, let's think. Let's see the other person. I don't see it in any way how it's fun.
I guess like, okay, so you like when people fall down and hurt themselves.
No, actually, I don't.
Oh.
What a novel idea.
Am I making that up?
Yeah, that's Andrea.
No, yeah, Keith doesn't like that.
Not to make a pick on Andrea Day, but that's Andrea.
Okay, you like it when people fail on stage, like they're bombing and they're going nuts.
That's a good time. Yes.
So you like when they're uncomfortable and backed against the wall and reacting from that
space.
Yeah,
but he's not jerking off.
Right.
No, I'm not equating it exactly 100%, but
not 100%?
No, but like you like when people
about 50.
Are uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess that's the one thing if you had to squint, right?
Okay.
There it is.
Right.
Okay.
I don't understand what's happening right now.
I won't masturbate if somebody is like two walls away. I won't masturbate if the apartment next door seems like there are people home. Like it's so, it's a very specific type of person that enjoys.
Yes.
People being grossed out.
And let's say you enjoy it because your brain's telling you, oh, whether it's, you know, I guess it's a power thing, of course, but if it's exciting that another woman saw you, period, but wouldn't you be so freaked out that there's obviously consequences?
Don't some people enjoy consequences?
Do like they? Just go to jail.
The almost consequence, I mean. Like why people have sex in public or why they have sex wherever they're about to be caught.
But you will be caught. That's the nature of that game is to be caught, right?
But like they're not really.
No.
There aren't really consequences. People get away with it every day.
Yeah, because no one goes portrait.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Bringing it back to the truth.
I don't want to shit on the victim here, but turn your phone sideways. It's not that's what we should be teaching our kids.
Mm.
Turn your phone sideways.
If we can turn that into a hashtag, this could run.
Hashtag do the right thing, and that means turn your phone sideways. Come on. The guy's been, he got masturbating 3 times in March alone. He looks like a tough motherfucker.
But he got caught 3 times in March alone. We're still talking about him. He still got to be on the train 3 times in March.
I learned.
Do it again.
Because he went to these classes instead of murdered. Everybody hates my one strike and you're dead law, but then everybody's surprised nothing gets done.
Why don't we just chop his dick off?
Thank you.
If you don't want to resort to murder, then just you don't get to have genitalia now.
Would it be too much or would it be triggering if when you walked on the subway... Enclosed in glass is all the dicks of people that jerked off in public.
No, I think it would be a welcome change.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually prefer that more than that lame poetry they have.
Yes. Oh my God, the poetry. The poetry. Train. Why?
What is that? What? There's one that's like biblical. Did you see that one? It's like when Eve walked in the garden and she saw these different animals. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not a poet. Mm-hmm. She saw these different.
It's not that easy, is it, Emily?
Oh, you're right. God.
I actively avoid reading those. I'm just like, no, yes, they're not going to get me. I try not to look at the ads too much. But now our friends are popping up in the ads on the train. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, that's Abby Crutchfield. Wow.
But go ahead. What is the Eve is walking
so
through?
So Eve was walking through the Garden of Eden and she sees all these different animals and she's naming them. So she's like, you're a fox. You're a whale. I wouldn't be in the garden, right. But you know what I mean. And then
She didn't know. She's making these up, these names.
Right.
So why not go for it?
Whale. And she's a woman also. So right. She's dumb. So, but, and anyway, the poem is basically about she's hoping that the animals will name her right. The way that she's naming the animals.
Please me next.
Yeah. Please me next. Right. Name me.
Huh.
I saw one. I actually took a picture of it.
Because you liked it?
I liked it. It's called Leave It All Up to Me from 1902. We all want to succumb to a single kiss that will contain us like a marathon with no finish line. And if so, that we land like newspapers before sunrise, halcyon mornings like blue martinis. This is during my drinking days. I was like, martinis? I am learning the steps of a foreign song. Her mind was torpedo. Her body was storm. A kind of wow. All we want is a metropolis of Sundays, an empire of handholding and park benches. She says, leave it all up to me.
Perverted.
I don't get it.
They were fucking on a park bench.
Oh, that's what was going on?
Everybody gets what they want. You know?
I don't hate it. There was one that I saw that I liked. I haven't seen it in a while, but I don't understand. I like the art. They used to have like those drawings of people like in the subway. I like looking at those. But yeah, you need to up your decoration game.
What did you like about that poem?
I thought it was sweet. I'm a sweet guy. I'm deep. I can get deep.
Yeah, he has layers.
I got layers.
He does not like when people fall down, and he likes poetry on the train.
Thank you.
Pound town. Hashtag.
Hashtag portrait mode.
Emily tweeted. You can follow her tweets on at Lubination. Thinking about taking an Uber instead of the train just so I can safely eat a banana in transit. Isn't that the truth?
Bananas, again. Yeah, you cannot eat a banana in public as a woman.
Did people say things or just
no? You just get looks.
Yeah.
I like because it looks like a dick. If in case anyone's not following, it looks like a dick. I'm sure you can't eat like a hot dog in public transportation either.
Is it odd that when you eat your banana in the same hand, you hold two plums? I mean, I know that's your business, but it does.
Listen,
get
I like plums,
right?
And I like to hold them at the base.
I can't wait to get to these later.
It's hard to eat.
And then I lick the plums. I kind of like lick in circles around the plums.
Yeah, I'm coming for you later, plum.
You can't eat fruit in public either because the juice like starts coming down your hand.
Starts what?
The juice starts coming down your hand and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just as it comes.
Yeah.
All right, let me mention this. You're probably hiring people and you read the newspaper and you're like, how am I going to hire people for my job? Everybody's a pervert. It's disgusting. Well, ZipRecruiter takes care of that. They make sure you get qualified candidates that don't jag off all over your office.
How they specialize
that?
In that.
They specialize in it. They hunt. They follow these people on the subway.
That's why they're called headhunters.
For a good four or five stops. And they make sure nothing crazy is going on. They're different. You know, these other, I don't want to talk about other job sites, but they don't.
They're shit.
They don't mind perverts. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing that your job is being seen by the right candidate. ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting so you receive the best possible matches. Okay? ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them! No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter can get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, you can post on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. One more time. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. All right. Hamsasa writes, there could not be a more perfect critique of Harvey Weinstein, Power and Abuse, than Keith and the Girl episode 2732. Well, thank you. And more women are coming out against Harvey Weinstein, of course. One of them is Angie Everhart, the model and actress. She was on a yacht, and Harvey Weinstein came into her room while she was resting and just started masturbating over
her. Oh, boy. Oh, my.
I wake up, and all of a sudden, he takes his pants down and starts doing his stuff. She said on KLOS Radio in Los Angeles, he's blocking the door. I can't get out. What I
the feel, blocking of the door, right?
Yeah, I don't like, I wish, okay, maybe on public radio, you can't curse necessarily, but when you're being descriptive about something like this, you gotta be allowed to use the word rape and dick and ejaculate and coming, you know, like, and he exited on the carpet.
You know what? That's funny that you took it that way. I took it that she's doing that. What's it?
Censoring.
Yeah. Because.
No, she has to.
Really? Because Sometimes to me, when I feel uncomfortable talking about sex, I will use weird words because I don't want to say it. It's just like, ugh.
Right. Yeah. He fluffed on my muffin.
Yeah. Then he did his thing. You know, the thing.
He frosted his cookies. Ugh.
And then the judge is like, I don't see the big deal.
Right. No, you're right. Because when you say child rape as opposed to child molestation.
Right.
Like even that, and molestation sounds terrible, but child rape, child fucking, it makes your skin crawl right away. And like your point is that it should, right?
Yeah, he was more than inappropriate. And so Everhart called the incident disgusting and said she reported to others on the boat and people just said, that's Harvey. Huh?
Well, to be fair, it is Harvey.
Right.
Identified.
I mentioned how Asia Argento said something. They lumped these women together. That's why I bring her up. Actress Lucia Stroller accused Weinstein of rape. Oh, because Asia Argento accused of rape also, that he forcibly grabbed her and ate her out. Ugh. And that, right, because I don't want to say, I don't know what to say, but I don't want to say. And it was inappropriate. And this actress, Lucia Stoller, now a marketing consultant, said Weinstein forcibly assaulted her in New York after meeting her at Cipriani upstairs, it's the name of the restaurant, in 2004 and luring her to a private meeting. NYPD said it's opened an investigation into possible assaults perpetrated by Weinstein in New York, and supposedly the LAPD is thinking about the same thing.
He hasn't had any appropriate sex. There's not...
Right.
This is the only way that he has sex.
Like, does his wife, who did leave him, she must think back and be like, oh, yeah, we never did. Fuck.
No, his wife got raped, too. He didn't like, that wasn't the one woman he approached appropriately.
Well, if somebody is aggressive towards you, but you are interested in them, then that's, that's okay. Like, you might not know that person is also misreading signs and being aggressive towards other women that don't want him to.
And there's
but at some point you don't want to. There's some point in a relationship where you say no, and a person who doesn't think sex works that way would probably just take it anyway. I just don't think like she's the one person, and I'm making this up, she hasn't come out or anything, but I just don't think that your wife is the one person you didn't rape or
that he was 100% appropriate with. 100% of the time.
There's no way.
I don't see why it can't be. You have the men with the complex where this is the mother of my children. You treat her like an angel.
Yeah, but all those guys, when you describe what being treated like an angel is, it's not always a good list. It's a little misconstrued.
What do you mean?
I think the people who have the Madonna whore thing, they're not treating their wives like Madonna. They're treating their wives like creepy men. And I don't think their list of like, you know, I'm super nice to her. It's a very misogynistic, weird, she's probably not getting like a love, especially because you're dividing her. Like if she has a quote, sick thought, a sexual thought, he's going to respond to her very girl, like, ew, you're disgusting. So just from that point of view, you're not treating her well. There's no way you're treating her well because you don't associate treating people well when they're female. It's I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it could be.
This is from a NYPD sting operation. And just so you can hear his voice and a little creepy. It's not to the extent of these rapes that we've told you about, but it is him saying to an actress, "Look, I'm in this hotel, and come into my room right now. People are looking. Don't embarrass me."
Oh wow.
And she's wired. And she says, "Hey, you know what? I don't feel comfortable in trying to get him to acknowledge that he forcibly grabbed her breasts. Yes, the day before." That's what this video is about. Audio.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I know. Now you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing.
I don't want to.
Everything, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I know, but I promise. I don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No, I ask you.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that. Come on.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. No. Like, they will call me again. Okay? I'm sorry. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much for me.
I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Did you hear when he said, "I'm everything"? I'm everything. I'm really famous.
Right. And don't ruin your career over 5 minutes of not embarrassing me in public.
Don't embarrass me.
You're embarrassing me.
So she was trying to get him to admit to grabbing her. And he was like, "Let's go into my hotel room to talk about it."
Yeah.
Why no, he said, just, "Let's go to my hotel room. I'm going to take a shower and you sit there and watch."
Right. But why did he even want her to go in there? Like, she had already been confronting him and he was asking her. Like, I don't understand what the conversation originated. Right.
The way I took it starting, I'm not sure what her excuse was to be there in the first place, but she wouldn't, I guess, go in the hotel room with him. And he's like, "It's going to look weird to my friends that you're not. So I need you to do that."
Yeah.
So it looks like everything's normal. But why she couldn't have, something came up and had to leave.
Yeah, like,
I
why
don't
wouldn't
understand.
He just close the door?
Right.
Weird.
I'm starting to think he's weird.
Yeah, me too.
And this guy, by the way, with all that jerking on floors, jerking in, I wonder if he has an ant problem. Ants love this semen. They love the sugar in it, and they're very much attracted to it. I've heard stories that it comes out of people. Sometimes their ants come out of their tubs.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
Is that a story or?
Yeah, where did you hear this?
I've seen video online. You can look
at. Why are you looking this up online?
I got to do studies.
Did you ever try? Did you ever, like, you know, just jerk off into the corner and then wait?
How's it worth attracting these ants?
Experiment.
I lost a condom not that long ago, and I was having sex in my living room and my roommate wasn't there. Shout out Allie Mae. And I didn't. And then after we were done, we couldn't find the condom. I had no idea where it went. I'm like looking under pillows. I'm looking in the couch cushions. I can't find it.
You checked yourself, right?
Yeah, I was going to.
Yes, I did.
Okay. How? Sorry, how?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. So
no, how did you check yourself?
I asked them to fuck me again and maybe go back on.
Well, because I heard that like they can end up inside of you or whatever. So yeah. I just like finger blasted myself and didn't find it.
You went in looking for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Mm. She's like, not there. Mm-hmm. Not there.
Still wait, not
so,
there.
So when you were done, you never, like you guys didn't pull it off him?
Or? No. So he took it off and put it somewhere. But then when it came time to gather the materials, I couldn't find it. And he doesn't give a shit. I'm like, where is it? And he's like, I don't know. So,
do guys really not care about babies, or they just don't think about it at all?
They're irresponsible.
Irresponsible is a sweet word.
No, irresponsible for like, I'll just put this condom anywhere.
Exactly. It's not your house and it's not your, like, he just threw it somewhere.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, okay, well, we have a cat, so I don't want the cat to eat the condom. Yeah. But I'm also like trying to play it cool. So, so I'm like, I look for it for maybe 2 minutes, but I'm trying to be real cool about it. And then we go into my bedchamber, and the next morning I like happen to get up super early. I go out there and I'm looking for it, and I still can't find it. Ugh. And at this point I'm just like, I guess it's gone. Like, it must be somewhere, but I can't find it. So either like the cat took it and is playing with it somewhere, or like it dissolves somehow. I don't know.
No,
I can't. I have no idea.
To this day.
Wait for it. So then my roommate comes home and doesn't say anything about it. So I think in my head, I'm like, she definitely found it somewhere because she has cleaned the apartment. She's vacuumed. I'm like, it's got to have been there. And she just doesn't want to bring it up to me. So I'm living with this weird, there's like this thing between us that every time we have a conversation, I'm like, you know that there was a used condom under the carpet and you're just not saying anything.
Right.
But then a couple of weeks later, I found it like in a bag, like in a beach bag. But anyway, that just reminded me of it because
this guy's an asshole. What do you mean it was in a beach bag?
Well, I had a beach bag because I had gone to the park that day. So I guess he like threw it and it landed in my beach bag.
Is this a dickhead? Because he sounds like a dickhead.
No, he's a great guy.
All right.
Just a little.
That was a dickhead move, though.
Yeah, just a little, what's the word? Flaky?
Wow, flaky.
Yeah.
Having sex, you take off the condom, you just throw it anywhere in the room. Mm-hmm. He's a little flaky.
Yeah, you can tell that, Keith, you haven't had sex with boys because this is the kind of credit
this is we so give normal.
Them. Yeah,
this is normal.
I like to think I know where condoms are all the time.
To be fair, though, I mean, I've thrown things places and not
diaphragms. What?
No, I've
diaphragms.
I've thrown condoms, but it's my place. Like, I'll clean that up later.
Right, yeah. I mean, have a little more respect if you're in somebody else's house, but
a little more thought behind it.
But it was, I mean, it was the most anxiety I ever felt, like, not being able to bring it up to my roommate, but thinking that she had already found it and wasn't saying anything. Because if I found a used condom in my living room, I'd be like, what kind of pig am I living with?
Oh, I don't know what kind of pig. The kind that you are.
Me. Yeah. Yes. I admit it. We are no longer roommates, but she's a saint for putting up with my shit.
All right. The condom's somewhere in your room. Bye.
I mean.
My baby batter's in your bedroom somewhere. See ya. Don't do nothing weird with it. Bye.
But it sounds like you're cleaning up because you don't want people to mess with it, not because you're being polite.
Both.
Okay. He just used the word baby batter and nobody acknowledged it.
That's what happens in Pound Town.
Yeah.
I mean, how aren't you thinking, as soon as you're done, how isn't that the thing on your mind?
To dispose of it?
I mean, do you have a mind at that point? It's a little...
I mean, usually I don't like...
It's a little blurry at that point.
Yeah. Sometimes you throw it around the room because everything's so confusing and sweaty.
I just slingshot it across the room. No, I just... I don't feel like people usually immediately go into the bathroom and dispose of the condom. You kind of like hang out a little bit.
You don't have to be immediate. I would know where it is. I'd make sure you're not rolling in it.
Oh my God. You're so the best.
You're so nice.
That's like, who does that?
He's the perfect guy. Ladies.
You guys.
Ladies.
Oh my goodness. Have I told you about Keith Malley?
Ladies.
He like always knows where his beer batter is. I mean, baby batter.
Take a trip to Pound Town, ladies.
Yeah.
You're going to get treated real nice.
It's so good there.
I know where the condoms are. I don't jerk off to strangers on the subway.
What you're really gentleman. The perfect. You're the ideal guy.
Thank you. Thanks for getting it.
Is that what you were looking for?
Mm-hmm. That's the show. Thank you. Rose McGowan said that she was attacked by Harvey Weinstein some time ago.
And I think we should just start asking who wasn't, because I think that's where we're going with this.
And she's bringing it up again, saying, I told the head of your studio, Amazon Studios, that Harvey Weinstein raped me. Over and over I said it. And he said it hadn't been proven. And I said I was the proof. She wrote this to Amazon boss Jeff Bezos in a 5-post tweet storm. I forcefully begged studio head to do the right thing. I was ignored. The deal was done. Amazon won a dirty Oscar. McGowan did not specifically say who the Amazon studio head was, but the tweets came in reports that Amazon's programming chief, Roy Price, sexually harassed a female executive producer of one of its shows. Isa Hackett, an executive producer of The Man in the High Castle, told Hollywood Reporter that Price told her, quote, you will love my dick, while in the cab on the way to a crew party. Hackett says Price later approached her while she was talking to other executives and whispered anal sex into her ear.
Oh my God, I just got wet. Well, you don't do that to a woman. She can't control herself. Just come, hey, anal sex.
Oh,
goodness. Oh, goodness.
And she looks over and goes, yeah? And he goes, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, right? That didn't work, you fucking bitch.
She said she promptly reported him to company honchos, who brought in an outside investigator. How do you outside investigate? It's like, we need investigators with big tits.
Brought in an outside investigator. They brought in their cousin. They gave him a donut and coffee. He said he couldn't find anything and he left.
On Thursday, Amazon said publicly that Price has been on a leave of absence. Weinstein is currently...
Fuck you. Leave of absence. Fuck you. Just stay silent. Leave of absence sounds so nice.
He has been caught having his last meal at an eatery, Italian restaurant, getting ready to go to his addiction treatment facility. It's an addiction that he has where he has to masturbate to you. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Picture you're the waiter of that. All this news came out. You're the waiter at this Italian restaurant. Like, oh, Mr. Weinstein, well, the specials are, you know what? You probably know what you want, huh?
Alfredo a la jizz.
Yeah, you pervert. Anyway, do you need some extra tables for all the ants? Or?
What if you like to waiter trip, right? What if you were the waiter?
I mean, I'd serve him shit.
You would do something to the food.
And I'm not exaggerating. I would serve him up defecation. What little does it do, you know? Legally, I can't even let him know. And waiters, they're not on board with that. It'd have to be a secret only I know. But I would like the public to know I would do that. Absolutely.
They got to know that people would fuck with the food. They've got to be like analyzing that food.
Not to the Mally degree. No, that's unexpected. That's unexpected.
Oh, you think it's like so gross that they wouldn't notice?
His wine has a dookie floating in it.
What is that? It's a cinnamon stick.
Like, it's a Michelin star restaurant.
Hey, guys, what's the dessert? Oh, you usually don't have dessert here. Like, it's a big day, you know, rehab in a minute. What's going on? Hey, guys, and he's butting up to everybody. Hey, what's happening?
I'm going to rehab because I don't know what to do with my prick.
And you're wondering, is he going to take his dick out?
What kind of addiction does he have?
He doesn't know. He's just like, okay, I got busted. I'll go to rehab. Yeah, rehab for what? Whatever you got. That can't be normal what I'm doing.
Well, I just feel like I'm not getting enough massages. So I'm going to go to rehab.
But this is what I'm saying. Right. Picture you're the session leader with this guy. And you're like, okay, so we're going to talk about your addiction and how to get you to not just stop masturbating and raping people, but to not even want to do it. And it's going to be an intense course. You have to listen to yourself. And you have to trust the group.
I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yeah. Put that away. What we're saying is.
No, I'm just going to do it a little bit. You can do it a little bit, right?
How do you hold these classes? Just take them to the electric chair. Right? What do we need them?
I mean, yeah, he should go to jail.
He should go to death.
I'm not fighting for this one. I don't give a shit. No, this is not the one I'm fighting.
I mean...
Sure, kill. Whatever.
I don't really care what happens to him. It's not going to, like, you know.
Okay.
You're not going to miss him?
Yeah.
Name one movie.
I
Can we live without it?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I probably can't.
But by the way, You don't have to, because it already exists, and we're not looking to him to make masterpieces anymore. Could we see that other people can do it? I think we'll be okay.
Did I hear master?
The thing is, people in the industry have known that he's this guy for a while.
Supposedly, yeah.
So it's, there's got to be like tons and tons. I feel like the problem is more systemic than.
Yeah, this is bullshit. I remember around this time that everyone's talking about, it sounds like the 80s. I said this the other day. There were jokes about the casting couch. There was no, as a female, getting a movie unless you were sucking some dick or like whatever it was. It was high casting couch.
Right.
This is it. No one's surprised. And now we shouldn't be surprised that we're not surprised. You know what I mean? Like this is, like you said, it is systematic. It is the norm. It is just what it is.
Yeah. And you mentioned Rose McGowan. Uh-huh. She's kind of like an activist, and she kind of has made part of her career exposing people in the entertainment industry who are creeps. And she's not, I mean, I don't know if you're up on Rose McGowan's career, but uh-huh. she's not like really working. So right. that can't really be a coincidence that mm-hmm. she's such an activist and so vocal about it. And I'm pretty sure she like names names and stuff, but she's not the actress that she once was.
Ben Affleck says, I'm saddened and angry that a man, Harvey Weinstein, who I worked with, used his position of power to intimidate, sexually harass, and manipulate.
Ben, this is not the first time you've heard of this.
And manipulate many women over decades, Affleck wrote in part. This is completely unacceptable, and I find myself asking what I can do to make sure this doesn't happen again. Well, what you do is you don't do it yourself. And there's video of him on a TRL episode that he's talking to an interviewer, a woman. And,
is it Ben Affleck?
Yes, and goes up to her, reaches around, grabs her tit. No. And a second woman came out saying the same thing. So to stop it, I guess you can look at yourself for one, Ben Affleck. Never mind your brother making settlements against grabbing women as well, Casey. McGowan claimed that she...
a fun fucking family.
Yeah, what do you think was going on there?
McGowan claimed that she told Affleck directly that Weinstein had attacked her. Saying, God damn it, I told him, stop doing that. You said that to my face. So
she knew it.
So apparently Ben Affleck said, oh, I can't believe he did it. I told him to stop. Mm-hmm. The press conference I was made to go to after the assault, you lie. And back in 2003 and 2004 is when he groped young female TV hosts. He apologized for one of them, then another came out, and now he's silent. I would love to get an apology from Ben Affleck. Says this person, he grabbed my ass at a Golden Globes party in 2014. So this is a third person. A makeup artist, Anna Marie Tendler, who said Affleck also pressed his finger into my crack.
Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah.
I was also at the party with multiple friends who had the exact same experience.
So that's your thing, buddy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is, yeah, you're right. This is some family. You know, mm-hmm. you're sitting there settling. Let me tell you something. I would never settle. And let's say for some reason you don't understand Hollywood or fame, and turns out you have to settle. Then I go on a talk show and I explain why I settled. I don't just settle and that's the end of it.
I thought that if you settled, then like the word wouldn't get out, or I thought that people like would settle and then it wouldn't become like this big thing. They would just pay.
Yeah, you're paying for the silence. Perhaps Rose McGowan knows there's so many people against him now, he's not going to have the balls to sue me.
Mm.
Perhaps.
Well, also, you know, she has silence, but that doesn't mean that no one else knows about the contract.
Right.
I guess they would try to make no one else know, but I don't know. All this stuff leaks, right?
Oliver Stone was on a panel for something unrelated, and they asked, hey, what do you think about what's going on with Harvey Weinstein? And Oliver Stone said, he's going through a lot right now. He's going through a lot also. What do you do? Just say disgusting the end, right? That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I can't even. That's what you say. He says, oh,
you should coach them through it. Just go, oh my goodness, I can't even.
Right.
He's I have going to collect through myself. A lot too.
Yeah. Right. Go with who the what? Huh?
Right.
Oh God.
Wait, what?
Right.
I gotta go, bye.
What? Something like that. No, you open your mouth and you go, he's going through a lot too. Let's wait and let the courts decide. Mm. So then Kerry Stevens Happened to be a Playboy Playmate of the Month. She had some movie and TV roles. She said that Oliver Stone grabbed her breast.
Oh.
The 48-year-old model told the Daily News that she was at a party at producer Ted Field's home when she had her encounter with Stone more than 20 years ago. At one point, Oscar reached out. Oliver Stone, excuse me, the Oscar winner, reached out and honked it like a horn, she says.
So sexy. Mm.
She was surrounded by other people. Nobody said anything. Mm. Like, I don't get that either. I don't get turned on by honking a tit. It's part of the, sorry, ladies, but I think it's part of the full process. It's part of the package to enjoy everything. But like, how many tits did you get today, Keith? 4. Not bad.
I think it's part of the power. I get to touch you wherever, whenever, and however I want. And then my dick gets hard.
And so they obviously, they know it's wrong. They know it's not just silly because you're not.
No, they don't know it's wrong because there were several people who saw him do that and nobody said anything. Nobody did anything.
No,
he knows that that's right in his life.
I disagree.
In his life, that is correct. He's never gotten in trouble. Nothing has ever happened.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you mean by right and wrong because he can definitely get away with it. Nothing's going to happen to him.
He knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong or he wouldn't have done it. He's not grabbing arms. He's not doing a normal hug. He's doing something that he knows is wrong.
He knows it's inappropriate, but...
He wouldn't do it in front of his wife.
No, but that's different. That doesn't mean that he knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong to do in front of his wife, but he doesn't think it's wrong to do. There was... Who was that guy who... Oh, this is so gross. He raped that woman in the back of... a dumpster, two guys found him, beat him up, and he was like in a very special college. So everyone was like, well, now you're ruining his life for 20 minutes of her being unconscious while he's fucking her and things like that. And there was a huge Facebook group that was backing him. Like, this is not a big deal. This person, like, this, why is this such a big deal? Because that's the norm. It's okay to sleep with someone when they're sleeping.
I think these people just aren't thinking about it because they have Brock Turner t-shirts.
And it makes it okay. So it makes it okay in their world.
So why should these people be punished then? If they don't know it's wrong, how do you punish them?
They don't get punished. They don't get punished. They're shocked that they're even in court. They're just like, I live a good life. I'm part of this history. I'm a wonderful asset to society. I don't even understand why I'm in court. Their heads are exploding.
Well, that's why it's such a joke that anybody would go to rehab for this, because they're just going to nod their head and say they learned their lesson and get a slap on the wrist at the end of the day.
I don't like this narrative. I don't like... thinking that they don't know this is wrong. They absolutely know it's wrong.
We don't treat them like it's wrong.
They don't have a moral compass to...
Their moral compass is different.
Of course they know, because Ben Affleck doesn't do it on television. He knows I need to apologize.
That's
for...
That's party Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck knows he can do that at a party, but he's not going to do it on... But then they do. They leak. What's his face who decided to go up that woman's skirt in public?
The Taylor Swift thing. The
Show Me the Money guy.
You're talking about different things, but you're talking about Cuba Gooding.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding.
We were talking about two different things.
But I'm just saying it leaks. Eventually, they do it in public. They do it when a camera's on because they're so... They really believe that they can do this because they can. This guy has been getting away with it for decades. Why wouldn't he believe that he can do it? He said, I'm everything. You don't want to not do this. This is the right thing to do. You should suck my dick or stand in front of me as I masturbate. This is the right thing to do. Don't embarrass me. I live my life the way I do. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Of course.
I mean, I disagree. How can you be mad at men if they don't know better?
It's not that they don't know better. They know they can get away with it.
We help them not know better. We go.
Well, I disagree.
Can you stop that? If we even say that, we go, oh, Harvey. You know, that's Harvey. So we keep his narrative going that this is allowed and this is normal because he's so high up. That's what high up people get to
do. I disagree.
You're right. They wouldn't do it around certain people, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't do it around certain people because they know they couldn't get away with it. But they don't know that it's wrong to the point that they're still going to do it. Like, if you're not doing something and the only reason you're not doing it is because somebody's filming you, that doesn't mean that you think it's wrong. That means that you think that there's going to be lashback for it.
When you say they know they're going to get get away with it. Get away with what? Get away with something they know is wrong. I don't know. You guys should be these guys' lawyers.
No, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing.
It's a great thing for them.
It is a great thing for them. That's my point. It's a great thing for them because they do absolutely get to live this life.
If I was one of these women, this would make me so angry. It really would.
Yes, that's why people are angry. Because I'm speaking the truth right now.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay. I disagree.
I feel like we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, we're not. Yeah. I'm saying the guys absolutely know it's wrong. You're saying because they can get away with it, they don't think it's necessarily wrong.
They don't think it's wrong.
Okay.
I think that if you deep down think that something's wrong, then you're not going to do it. I wouldn't steal from you because I know that's wrong. It's not just that I wouldn't steal from you if somebody is watching. If I were the type of person who would steal from you if nobody was watching, then I clearly don't think it's wrong. I just don't want to get caught by the wrong people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That was a beautiful breakdown.
Thank you.
Yes.
So when he forces himself to give oral sex on a woman,
he thinks he's entitled.
He doesn't know what's wrong.
He thinks he's entitled. So what does thinking you're entitled mean?
It doesn't matter. You still know you're wrong. You just think you should be able to do it.
No, in your life, you are so entitled that you, as that mogul, as that top person, you do get to do it because all your life, you've been able to do it. So your truth is, you can do it.
Nah, okay.
That's why he said, I'm everything. You don't want to not do this.
It's like when celebrities get caught, stopped by the police or get DUIs or something, and they're like, do you know who I am? Like, they think that they can just get away with doing that.
Well, it's because they're so high, too. Right. They're saying that stupid stuff. They wouldn't say that sober.
They believe that sober, though.
But they believe it.
Do you know who I am? They have said that sober. Because meaning, once you know who I am, you know that I can get away with this. Once you know who I am, you're not going to give me a speeding ticket.
I can get away with something that's wrong.
No, it's right for me to speed. I'm allowed.
Okay.
I think we are saying the same thing, though, essentially.
I agree. I think y'all are saying the same thing.
Then you're being weirdly semantic on the word wrong. You know, how can we kill these people if they really don't know?
They don't have
these
to know.
These poor angels, these poor angels, we it's not their fault is what
you're saying. I'm not saying
that. It sounds like you are. You're saying.
I know, but it's just to make it clear, I'm not saying that.
Okay. Great. Then I agree. You're not saying that I agree. Fantastic. You're saying that these people were taught it's okay. And so what are we going to do? How can we be so mad? They understood it.
No, I'm saying that these people do the wrong thing and we tell them that it's okay. And that's why.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying.
That's why she's saying we're saying the same thing. It's okay. There's a disconnect, but we can move on. I think. Because I think we're talking in circles.
They think it's only wrong to do it if they're going to get exposed.
But it's not inherently wrong.
It's not inherently wrong. They think that women...
Then how can we punish them?
That they have a right to disrespect women.
Then we shouldn't punish them.
You're right. This is retarded.
No, they don't have to believe that it's wrong in order for us to punish them. We have to believe it's wrong. But everything that we say tells them this is not wrong. Because we go, oh, Harvey, you should stop doing that. And he does it again. And we're like, that's Harvey. So we should go, you can't do that. Here's the law and you're going to jail. Until we do that, why do people get punished? Because they need a timeout to go like, you can't do it.
So you guys are fans of rehab then, right? Because he could be helped. He doesn't know better.
Yes, but he doesn't want it because he still doesn't believe that this is wrong. But once he does believe that it's wrong, then he can start.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just him trying to get out of getting in trouble. But, I mean...
Do you think he could be sat down and explained that it's wrong? He really doesn't know.
I don't... At this point, no. At this point, does it, like... you affected so many women, it doesn't matter that we can sit you down. It doesn't matter. You don't care enough... And no one can care enough for you, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I still disagree, and I still can murder him.
Okay, great.
Without feeling too bad.
We all respectfully disagree.
You can murder him without feeling bad. I believe that. I'm into it.
If you murdered him, would that be wrong?
I would do it legally.
So, yeah.
He'd become a cop.
I'd become a cop. It'd be an accident. I would know it's wrong. No, I'd put him in an electric chair just fine. Oh, this bothers me so much.
Because there's something missing, maybe either in the explanation or the way
you're hearing. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It should bother you. It bothers everybody, but it's just interesting where your bothering is landing. We'll read the forums. They'll tell us a little more. They'll tell us in different ways. Right now, we're just talking only in the way that we can talk, so somebody else has to come in and say something else.
A Swiss prosecutor says that it has jurisdiction in the complaint of a German woman alleging Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski raped her. So we're up to four women now, and because this woman is in another country, it looks like the Swiss could prosecute.
Oh, wow.
Or at least look into what's going on with Roman Polanski. So by the time he's 150,
right,
we're going to be able to get him back in a courtroom. Don't you worry.
This poor man living his life.
I was reading a story on Rebecca Sherrick. Rebecca has what's called highly superior autobiographical memory. You have to have that to remember that name, right? She remembers every single experience of every single day since she was 12 days old.
What, 12 days? That means she remembers people changing her diaper. That sounds like a nightmare.
At the very beginning of my life, I would spend a lot of time in my crib looking at surrounding toys and the stand-up fan next to me.
Wouldn't that mean that she can speak a lot faster because she's retaining things more?
On my first birthday, I had no idea what to... Yeah, did she get all A's? Like, she couldn't fail anything, right?
Right. I'm not convinced yet. I mean, that's a lot of babies' experiences, lying in a crib and looking at their mobile.
On my first birthday, I had no idea what the day was about. All I knew was that mom was putting me into an itchy satin dress and I was crying.
Okay, details.
Though I was told that I didn't know it would go on. Though I was told that this was my own special day and that lots of people were coming to see me. I still didn't understand but stopped crying eventually. That day, my parents also gave me a Minnie Mouse plush toy whose face terrified me. Though I could not word this. Think about the dreams you have from all these memories. Yeah. Then think about remembering the dreams. All I could do was cry and push it away whenever I saw it. When I was about 18 months old, assuming that because it was before my second birthday, yet I was out of my crib, I began to dream whenever I fell asleep. At that age, I thought that I really was leaving home each night, so I'd always want my mom with me while I was sleeping.
Whoa.
So dreams were real to her. Just after my second birthday, my sister Jessica was born. I didn't understand what a sister was back then and was far more interested in playing with my toy train. Though I did get up to some mischief over the next year or so when it dawned on me that I wasn't an only child anymore and I had to share everything with my sister as well as give away my old clothes and toys. There's about 60 to 80 people that have this affliction.
Well, how did...
Or blessing. I don't know. I'd say affliction.
How do you test this?
You would quiz her about... like, I would know what happened to my daughter when she was
on
two,
January 4th,
something like that.
Specific.
But let's say she says, yeah, January 4th. And then I check my calendar. I'm like, holy shit, we were at Disney World. Yeah.
Right. There were memories that other people can remember. And if everyone in your life can test you.
Right. And these people, you can also just a little party trick. You can say August 12th, 1982. And they'll go immediately Tuesday.
Oh, and by the way.
Well, yeah, that's autism.
Right. But they'll go Tuesday and it was raining. The first half of the day.
And you know how much people speak in front of their children? First of all, way too much. Like, you think just because they can't speak, they can't hear you. That's a little tricky. But imagine how much she picked up on her parents saying things to each other or adults saying things to each other around them because you think you're safe.
Oh, yeah. Gossip.
Yeah. Like, oh, this baby's she's annoying the fuck out of me today. Like, you would easily just, you know... Like, oh, what's that? I don't know.
She has dirt on her parents for sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The first year, though, must be, like, if she's remembering 365 days, like, that's boring as fuck the first year.
Yeah.
You're just lying there pretty much.
She said she didn't know this was a thing until 2011 when she read up about it. But picture that. All that time, she's 27 years old, by the way. She's from Brisbane. All that time goes by where you're arguing with people about what happened. Mm. You think everybody has a memory like you. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? We took your car. Mine wasn't running. Are you fucking with me? Then she has this breakthrough and she's like, oh shit, nobody knows stuff. What a life where I know everything and people just assume, yeah, if they don't know me well, that I could be mistaken too. Meanwhile, I'm never mistaken. How frustrating that would be. You'd have to go and be a detective. You'd have to go into that line of work.
Well, does she remember detail? Like when you say she remembers every day, does she remember like exactly where she put her keys? Exactly.
Ooh,
where?
Good question.
Do you know what I mean? Because you can remember what you did. I remember what I did yesterday, but I don't remember like every single detail.
She doesn't lose condoms, let's put it that way.
That's what I was getting at.
It'd be funny if, like, you know, they ask her questions she should have learned in school and she's like, well, I didn't pay attention.
Right.
I was bored like any kid. I have to look up to get it.
I could tell you what was up because I looked there a lot.
I know somebody passed me a note that day.
Right. I know all the scratches in my desk in fourth grade. I can tell you that much. Here's speaking of anomalies, a genetic deformity has caused 14 members of one Brazilian family to go through life with 12 fingers and 12 toes. The family had a newborn. The newborn also had 12 fingers and 12 toes.
Okay.
Well, but start a football team.
You think the extra toe is going to help
them? Yeah, you'd have a better grip.
The extra finger doesn't hurt. Like, oh, you know, you see football plays. Somehow they catch it with one finger and then the rest of their hand. An extra finger? Oh, and then you had to play these people, and you're like, ah, shit, it's the fucking fingers.
Yeah, you'd be the best at braiding hair.
Yes.
There's like a million things you could do better than other people.
It's true. When my mother braided my hair, she braided French braids, and she would have to put one of the things in her mouth while using two hands because you need like three.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could play the guitar better than other people. Assuming these are all like fully functional fingers.
Right. There's a study that men love bromances more than actual romances with their girlfriends.
All right, stop dating.
This study was done. Researchers at the University of Winchester in the UK interviewed 30 straight undergraduate men, saying they enjoy talking to their and having relationships with their bros instead.
I feel like this is not fair.
I mean,
it's not fair. You have like a bunch of bros who leave you alone when you want to be left alone.
Right. Like, so they prefer not talking.
Yeah.
Is what that means.
And maybe they prefer not having a relationship at the moment. Or maybe you have to date a lot of people and you're putting a lot of emphasis on one person and that one person is not going to match up to like these 10 bros that know you for a while.
The increasingly intimate, emotive and trusting nature of bromances offers young men in a new social space, a new social space for emotional disclosure, they say.
Doesn't that sound normal? It's like, don't you feel safe around the friends that you know? And then, you know, your dating life, you have to navigate around.
Totally. I mean, I think it takes way longer to get comfortable around a new person in general. But I don't know. I've asked guys about like male friendships before because it's something that really mystifies me. And based on what I've heard, they don't really share too much about their feelings. So I don't know what this intimacy thing is that they're talking about.
That's why they're better, because there's no accountability. You know, you tell your buddy, oh, I cheated on my wife. And they just go, all right, careful. But my girlfriend and wife, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. They're talking.
Yeah. I told Bob, it's like, well, you know, it's your life and we played Xbox, but you just keep like, what about trust?
Yeah. And so much of it revolves around those activities, like the Xbox and the watching sports and like, I mean, yeah, of course you would rather do that than hang out with me and talk about my eating disorder. Like,
until you find a person?
Yeah, until you find the right person. But not everybody has that, Hemda.
No, but that's fine. But if you like your relationships with men because you play Xbox, then find a girl who plays Xbox.
Get you a girl who can do both.
One test subject, Harvey, said he didn't feel comfortable divulging that he loves listening to Beyonce and Taylor Swift with his girlfriend, but his bros don't judge. 29 of the 30 men interviewed said they even cuddled with and often slept in the same bed as their male friends. These guys are gay.
Yeah, you're just gay. Like, you prefer hanging out with them because you're gay.
Yeah, I cuddle with my friend. It's the end of the night and I can just cuddle.
Who did they survey for this?
30 gay men that said they were straight in the UK.
You think straight guys like really, really wouldn't cuddle? Because straight women do it. I'm not into it, but straight women do it.
Have you ever, do you cuddle?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I like shower with my female friends. I'm like very comfortable being physical with my female friends.
What do you get out of cuddling with another woman?
I don't know. It just like feels nice to hug somebody.
Yeah.
Like, people are getting weighted blankets because it just feels good to have that.
It's just, it's comforting. It's a comforting thing. I don't do it, like, with everybody, but I choose my cuddles wisely, but I definitely see the appeal. But we're, like, we're just taught that we're allowed to be more physical with other women.
Yes, so don't you think if we taught men to do it, you think they'd want to?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Maybe somebody else might.
I mean, maybe, but
I don't think we would know until we really, really, really made them feel okay with it. And Keith's response wouldn't be like, ew, no, never. Blech, blech, what are you talking about? Maybe that?
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't like to give hugs or get hugged.
Sure.
But no, he's not going to change his mind about, like, that he likes to cuddle
men.
But,
like, you could at least see that it would be enough. He's asking me what I would get out of cuddling with a platonic friend.
When I hug a platonic friend, it's more a nice way to say hello. It's not like, that was nice.
It's not sexual, though, because when you say, I sense a, a sexual a vibe sexual. There. It's like, like not,
Did you ever cuddle with your brothers when you were little?
No, even that's weird. No, what? Emily, stop acting like, no.
I babysit.
No, I'm not saying that you're abnormal. I'm saying that, like, there are some people who just, like, really don't like to cuddle.
Right.
And even if, and close relationships, they like to cuddle even less. So it's not going to convince anybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But, like, you could at least, see, I don't know. I just don't think it's that far-fetched.
Yeah. People like hugs. They like, it's important for us to have another human touch.
Yeah. I think Keith wasn't touched as a child.
We hug when we meet, and we sleep in the same bed when we have sleepovers. Sleepovers?
Yeah, what? You're calling it a sleepover? No, you're crashing at someone's house.
Everyone knows it, and nobody is bothered by it because they do it as well, this guy says. It's like having a girlfriend, but then not a girlfriend.
Aw, it's nice. That is nice.
Who are they interviewing?
And terrible, because these are, like, guys that are... You know, that we believe that, you know, if we're a woman, a guy could never fully understand us, you know, and as a guy, you believe, like, women are so different than they'll never understand in a huge way. You're right, because we have such different experiences that it is hard to connect on certain levels.
Yeah.
So I get it.
They say that women are judgmental and emotionally unpredictable.
I mean, they're also provoked and, like, lots of other things.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think it's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah.
We did.
And everybody's unpredictable, too.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have predicted that these dudes like snuggling with each other.
True.
We saw the young men in our study often suggest the only benefit of a girlfriend was the sex.
Fair. Regular sex.
You're like,
that's what I get jealous of. Like, if somebody's been, like, dating someone for a long time, I'm like, oh, you're fucking on the regs.
That usually doesn't mean that, though.
You're right. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't even mean that.
Yep.
All right. Let me tell you how to see what's going on in Emily's life. But first, let me announce this. When I brought up, do you have any negative things to say about your partner, Andrea? I asked Andrea the same thing. And she said, no.
Okay.
She's an angel and my partner.
I mean, I am perfect.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't sell you out?
Right. I don't know. I don't fully trust that, but
who's,
go on.
Who's to know? I can't remember every second of every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not this chick from Brisbane.
Emily Lubin, you want to check out the podcast and subscribe. It's free. The Hot Mess Comedy Hour, right?
Right.
And then if you want a little more, where you go even, dare I say, I know this is a curse word, crazier, you download the 10-Minute Mess. That's video and the things that I'm talking.
My goodness.
I'm talking my goodness. Okay?
Yeah, we do fun stuff.
And, of course, the Twitter account, like I said, Lubination.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind?
No.
Right.
I'm all about it.
Do you get along with your family? Andrea doesn't.
Yeah. Love my family.
Okay, good.
Andrea gets along with her family.
Yeah, Andrea has good times most of her family.
Right. Yeah, I heard wrong. Yeah, she does. She's doing great.
My goodness.
I think there's only one family member that's not right. Yeah. May or may not be one of her parents of the male gender. I get along with both my parents.
When's the last time you saw?
I saw my mom on Wednesday or Thursday, and I saw my dad a couple weeks ago.
Do they judge you at all and your life and how it's going in the big city?
No, you know, I'm the youngest child, so they just think everything I do is cute, which is why I'm insufferable.
Okay. I see. So you don't know better, for example.
Yeah, no, okay. Not at all. It's nothing not I do fault. Is wrong.
Everybody, thank you. Thank you for spreading the word. And I guess if you're a guy and you're doing perverted stuff and you don't know better, find out better, right?
Right.
That's all we can say.
Educate. Yeah, go don't hate, educate.
But I don't know how you would look it up in the first place if you don't see it's wrong.
No, just fathers teach your sons how to be decent human beings.
Let's start there. KeithandTheGirl.com.